It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
All right, 103.9985 mypigradio.com. Earlier, we had Mayor Alan Brown from Texas County, Arkansas, on the phone with us. Now we've got Mayor of Texas Side, Bob Brueggemann. And Mayor, they're not paying you enough for this job, are they?
It's I agree with that, John. How are you this morning?
Oh, we're doing fine. How you doing, Mayor?
Well, it comes with the territory, part of the job description. So I hope you all are doing well this morning.
All right. Well, good to hear. I know that you guys are obviously getting together, and since it's an imaginary line down the state line or whatever, so you got a united front and everything. What goes into the decisions that you have to make, such as putting in that 10-6 curfew? Tell us about the thought process.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, the virus doesn't have a state line. We trying to be consistent with things on both sides. And just to back up just a second, earlier this week, the Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson announced that the hair salons and nail salons and barbershops, massage parlors and that sort of thing would close as of Tuesday, the following day after he made the announcement. And so on the Texas side, we followed suit with that. I had also received an email from a co-owner of one of the local hair salons, and she suggested that we consider that also as a city. And so that was we were doing that in conjunction with the state of Arkansas here, since we are a border city. But we have our emergency management services center, emergency operations center, rather, that's comprised of the two counties, Bowie and Miller County, as well as Cass County. And so we stay up to date with information that is available, and we also listen to those representatives who make up those organizations for input on different matters. And so Mayor Brown and I thought that it was an opportunity to go ahead and issue a curfew, and we certainly hope that this is something that is going to be temporary as we get through this pandemic that we're faced with right now, to be consistent on both sides of the state line in the name of health and public safety, as a lot of thought and effort went into the process.
I think part of it is just, the word curfew. Some folks just want to, buck that. There's always been a curfew for youngsters.
Well, and, we tried to set the parameters where it would be manageable with families as far as the 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. As you all know, all of our schools are currently out of session, and, we have opportunities for youngsters to gather, especially late at night, and so that would kind of help in that particular endeavor. I've received some calls from employers, rather large employers in our community, and basically what we told them, if you have employees who are coming or to from work on an early shift, for example, then that's perfectly fine. And these larger companies are going to have credentials with these employees that they will have in their vehicle or on their person, as far as I'm an employee of such, one particular company, and may have their shift time on there. And that's certainly fine. We're certainly going to work with people who are trying to get to and from work, or if they're involved with an emergency and they're trying to get to a healthcare facility, whether it's a clinic or whether it's a hospital or one of our standalone ERs, then we're going to work with them as well. Had a call yesterday about the Domino's Pizza Man. how's that going to be handled? Well, those employees are at work. They're making deliveries. Their vehicles are marked by their employer that they represent, and so those are things that we can also work with as well. So we're trying to show care and compassion in this matter, and we've had some people who just really have been upset about this. And then also, on the other hand, I've had quite a bit of support for it as well. Read the editorial in the Gazette this morning, which was positive towards the move that was made yesterday. So,
well, somebody's got
to trying to get through everything.
Well, one thing I pointed out when we talked to Alan Brown a little earlier, and is the fact that most of these businesses, restaurants, and things like that have shortened their hours anyway, so they're closing early. other than getting to work, or if for some reason you have to go to the emergency room or something like that, or to an all-night pharmacy, there's not really a whole lot going on. There's not much reason to be out anyway.
Well, I agree with that, John, and I had spoke to someone last night who owns a local food establishment here and was told, you know, their hours are kind of extended beyond that, and he shared with me, hey, we were considering cutting back our hours anyway, and this will, you know, provide us an opportunity to do that. And, you know, if they close at 10, you know, we certainly know that they have employees there, and they're going to have to, you know, finish up their duties at work and then leave from there and go home. And so that's fine too. You know, if they're going to and from work.
Mayor,
and,
can you stay on the phone with us for just a minute here and let us take a quick break? And we got a few more questions for you. Thanks, Mayor.
Okay.
103.9985 mypigradio.com. We're back with Mayor Bob Brueggemann of the Attention County, Texas, the city. Of course, he's the mayor there. And earlier we talked with Arkansas side Mayor Alan Brown. And one thing I wanted to ask you, Mayor, is economically, with the restaurants being curtailed, you know, a lot of things being curtailed, are you concerned? How long will it be before the city of Attention County, Texas, economically has a little bit of issue with this?
Well, I appreciate that question, John. We're doing several things at the city. Currently, we have a freeze as far as any kind of travel for the city. Also looking at expenses very closely to try to curtail spending and that sort of thing. So we're looking at that very closely. We also look at our sales tax revenue. That's a monthly item that runs about 2 months behind. Our sales tax revenue, our fiscal year on the Texas side begins on October 1. Our sales tax revenue was down some beginning of the fiscal year, but it's come back up the last couple of months. So I expect a pretty significant hit on our sales tax revenue. So that's part of the general fund budget, but when we budget for the fiscal year in reference to the sales tax revenue, it's a very conservative percentage that's part of the general budget, general fund budget, so we're not putting all of our eggs in one basket. So, you know, we have those safeguards in place. We also have a fund balance, which we're able to operate the city for 60 days in the event that a crisis like this occurs and we're cut off from reimbursements and that sort of thing. So we have some built-in safety nets in reference to covering something like this. But, of course, the shorter the duration, then the lesser of an impact it will have on the overall general fund.
Now, Mayor, with both of the hospitals, our area hospitals, and Texarkana being kind of a regional hub for that, both hospitals being on your side of the line, we understand that, say, someone comes from Caddo Parish, Louisiana, and they just happen to take their test at one of our local facilities, they would be counted in their their county and state, not ours, correct?
That's correct. So if we have someone who's being hospitalized at a Texarkana hospital and they're from an outlying area, then as far as the official record, if they test positive for the coronavirus, then it would be based on their residence. So if they live in a county, for example, in southwest Arkansas, and they come here for treatment, then that is recorded for that particular county where they reside. So that is correct, yes.
And so that's one of the reasons that we're trying to get that message out, that the COVID-19 is in the community. So we have got to voluntarily do this distance, social distancing and self-isolation. And if we do this and we do it diligently, it will be temporary. But the longer that folks stretch this out and keep bouncing around off each other, the longer... Mm-hmm. The longer we're going to have to take these type of measures, yes?
That's exactly right, and that's just you know, part of what we're faced with. Also, we've been limited here on testing as far as the test kits that we have available. And as we've seen a trend across the nation, as communities and parts of the country increase the availability of testing, then their positive results or their numbers for someone who has the virus tend to escalate. Mm-hmm. And so I think as we do more testing here, there's a very high probability that our numbers will go up. However, as you mentioned, with things that we put in place, with closures of certain types of close contact businesses and other things that we put in place like the curfew, we're hoping that will curtail some of that potential spike in the numbers. And so I think some of our citizens have gotten complacent because each day they will hear, well, we only have one case or we only have two cases or whatever.
Keeping in mind that that's the origin and state of that one case. That means there's only one from Bowie County. It doesn't mean that there's not some from Southwest Arkansas or Southeast Louisiana or what have you.
Right.
Mayor, we're going to take one more break and then come back and just a few more questions. We appreciate your time. We know how busy you are.
Well, I appreciate you all very much. I'll be glad to stay on the line and visit with you further.
All right. One moment.
1039-985 mypigradio.com as we continue talking with Mayor Bob Brueggemann of the Texarkana, Texas side. And earlier we had Alan Brown from the Arkansas side of town. Mayor, it's very, very, very important. I don't think we can emphasize it enough to keep our first responders, whether it be police, fire, and of course the health care workers at our hospitals and clinics healthy. Because if we lose them to having to go down to take time off for the virus and things like that, then we got a real problem. Are we healthy right now as far as the first responders are concerned?
Yes, I know I can speak for the Texas side. Our department is at practically full force, and so I haven't heard of any disruptions in law enforcement community as far as LifeNet personnel or fire department or anything like that. So right now we're in good shape, and certainly hope that stays that way. We have our firefighters and our police officers. They have training on precautions to take in approaching various situations. I was watching the newscast last night and was watching a segment involving a representative from the Marshall, Texas Fire Department. And so if someone, for example, in Marshall makes a 911 call, they've got four or five questions that they're asking the person on the other end of the phone, so that as the paramedics are responding or the fire department's responding, they kind of know what the situation is before they arrive and they can take the appropriate action. And that's another example of being very, very proactive and making sure that before you have emergency personnel entering into a particular facility or location, they kind of know ahead of time what they're about to encounter. Now, that's not always the case of being able to know that information, but it certainly is helpful if they know that information on the front end.
Mayor Brueggemann, with testing, like you said, limited testing available, we've been saying this morning, we were talking about if you're having some sort of symptoms, could be your allergies. I mean, my boots are covered in pollen this morning.
right.
And then there is flu out there. But we're trying to take the approach, if I have something that I would not go to the doctor for, go get tested for 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
We're worried that folks are just going to start panicking and they get a little tickle in their throat and then we just start using up the very limited amount of tests that we have.
Right, right. So if someone is experiencing some symptoms such as fever, sore throat, chills, that sort of thing, that could be, typical flu-type symptoms, could be perhaps the COVID-19 virus. And so, ideally they should contact their health care provider, share with the health care provider what their symptoms are, and then the health care provider can test them for the flu. They can test them for possibly strep throat, especially if they have a real bad sore throat, and then can make an evaluation as to whether or not they think that particular patient may be a candidate to be tested. And so we have to, this widespread testing, just to test everybody, is really not feasible or practical. And so we're having to work with the resources that we have available, and hopefully those supplies will increase. I mean, we certainly are making the state and federal government aware that we don't have a lot of inventory of preventative type apparel to wear, as far as the gloves and the covering for the body and things like that, the test kits as well. So they're aware of that, and so working on that. But it's just, you know, use common sense. If you're not feeling well, keep yourself distance away from others and contact your health care provider to have them evaluate you. And they know what to look for and how to go about treating those symptoms.
Well, Mayor, we know that being mayor is a busy thing anyway, and we know that your days are very filled now. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Stay safe out there, and keep up the good work.
Okay. I sure appreciate you all very much. I appreciate the opportunity of visiting with you this morning, and we'll certainly be in touch. We will continue to provide our updates to the news media so that you all can stay up to date of what is going on in the community. And, you know, we will get this item behind us. It's just something that we've all not really experienced before, and so we're just having to utilize our due diligence and trying not to provide too much discomfort for everyone, but just trying to work together to get through this. And certainly appreciate everything you all do as far as getting the word out as well. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mayor. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you all. Have a good day as well.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.